tap. Is this thing on? Hello, everybody. Ella J here again with A Wrestling Gal. So I know it's been a while since we've had a brand new episode released, but obviously, if you're listening to this, you know that we are officially back in business. As always, we're going to be bringing you some exclusive interviews within the world of professional wrestling, but we're also going to be bringing you some fun discussions related to some current events and maybe even some history of professional wrestling as well. So buckle up, because like I said, A Wrestling Gal is officially back in business. Now let's chat! Hello everybody, Ella J here with Mackenzie Mitchell, Scarlett Sublime. How are you? We are here on officially opening night of the Last Match musical here in Rochester. Phenomenal show, mix of rock, wrestling, theater, a lot of things for a lot of fans. So first of all, how are you feeling fresh off of your official opening night?
Oh, I feel amazing, honestly. It was very nerve-wracking going into the show because I'm putting on a completely different hat, putting a musical theater hat on. I know the professional wrestling world, but I also haven't ever done commentary officially. So I'm kind of stepping into the world of musical theater, and then I'm also playing commentator as well, doing some play-by-play, taking a page out of my husband's book, if you will. And so I feel like the show went off really well, and so I'm so glad of how everything turned out.
I have to say, like you said, it is a very new role for you, but you and your character Jimmy had really good chemistry. You were a little bit sassy in there. I saw you add some lines in there.
You know, if you watched me on television at all, and the way I played with characters on television with WWE, TNA, wherever I was, that's kind of me. So that's kind of Mackenzie Mitchell coming through in that Scarlett Sublime persona a little bit. So it's just, yeah, I had fun. Jeff is amazing. He's actually a circus clown. That's his full time. So I'm getting to learn a little bit about circus as well. And it's just, when we have that vibe and we've been able to build that together throughout rehearsals and into tech rehearsals, here we are. So,
you know, you also said this is obviously a new role for you. You're very used to backstage interviewing, doing correspondence, but not so much commentary. So what did your prep work research strategies look like heading into the last musical?
Well, you know, I kind of have taken a page out of my husband's book a little bit, meaning like when I was doing rehearsals, I called the match with him a little bit and just got some of his knowledge and his insight, because he and Booker on a weekly basis, like Book says some outrageous things and then Vic reels it back in every single week. And so that's kind of what we're doing here with the last match with me and Strut and Jimmy Sutton. So I worked with him a little bit on some of my commentary and have felt like I've really found my own here too. So that's been really cool, really exciting.
You took a page out of his playbook. I'm going to take a page out of your playbook specifically. Threads by Mackenzie Mitchell. We got to talk about your glam. You know, this is obviously 80s themed, but you're very glitz glam. I feel like it's kind of just normal for you though at the same time. Were you an 80s gal with fashion, would you say?
You know, I wasn't really an 80s gal. I was born in 1994. So, I've kind of adopted the 80s style. My mom was in the 80s, like my mom was like an 80s gal. She kind of was like, you have to get big hair. It has to be the bigger, the better, the pink and purple makeup. And then Marissa Miranda dressed us all. So she kind of put the costumes together. She was in charge of all of that. And I actually, on NXT, fun fact, I wore this, like, it was a bodysuit. It wasn't a dress, so I wore it as a bodysuit. So I kind of have already worn this once, and then when she pulled it out and said, here's your dress, I was like, heck yeah, I love that. I actually picked that out to wear on television. And then my boots, I don't know if you guys can see my boots.
I know, lovely.
They're
lovely.
Amazing. They're amazing. I love them. I get to keep them. I'm so excited. So yes, it's very Mackenzie Mitchell as well.
Now, we've seen a lot of fashion like so many characters. For those who don't know, you will know if you see the Last Match musical. Highly recommend. A lot of costumes, wrestling gear, you know, all of that. What was your favorite ensemble apparel that we saw here tonight, other than your own, of course?
Well, I think Mickey kills it. It's such a different look for Mickey James. You're like, what is Mickey James wearing? She's wearing foam on her head with rollers. Like, what is that? I also think Alexander Swagger, Simon Miller, his outfit is like, mwah, it's like pristine. It's perfect. It's so 1980s. I love like the graphic design, the fun colors. Like it, even on the, I don't know, like it is a breakaway. He's got breakaway pants. I don't know if he actually used them tonight. I can't remember. But I thought his outfit is like amazing.
Simon Miller, I have to say, I was telling you off screen, as Simon Miller would say, bloody brilliant. Honestly, Alexander Swagger, you know, that kind of cocky heel going on, it was absolutely perfect. And also, surprisingly, is he a singer in real life? I have no idea. He did so good.
He's not at all, actually. He's not a singer. And he has like, he kind of has like a talk sing that he does.
Yeah.
Matt Cardona obviously played Alexander Swagger in the concept show, and then with Simon Miller, he was stepping into big, he had big shoes to fill, and he has just taken it, and it's been flawless. I was telling you off screen that every time we do this performance, he adds some new flair into it, and it makes me laugh. I'm like trying not to laugh at commentary, but he's been such a, like, he's been so fantastic. We've gotten to know each other pretty well, and I'm a big fan of Simon.
Yeah. A lot of it too, just like wrestling, is improv. Like you're playing off of the crowd here, Simon, everybody, even you as commentator. So how is that energy kind of, you're used to improvising, but in a theatrical aspect?
Yeah, it's very different. We were explaining to some of the actors and musicians that are playing the wrestlers here in the last match that you, in professional wrestling, you want them to boo you. You want them to cheer for you. It's very different than theater, where in theater, everyone's silent, then you clap at the end of the show, and it is what it is. With wrestling, you want that appeal. And so we were explaining that to them a little bit. So that's been cool to kind of explain that side, but also have them see it come to life. For me, playing along with the crowd is so fun. It's allowing me to show my personality and my creativity. So it was hard a little bit rehearsing because we're like, guys, I promise people will cheer in this spot. If we do it right, they will boo you.
Yeah.
So that's been really fun to see that come to life and the fans just engage and love the product.
Yeah, you know, you're used to all the rehearsals now, and you got a whole about a month and a half tour coming up. You know, how are you feeling? You know, you're going to all these cities. Every city's going to be a little bit different. So are there any particular stops that you're looking forward to in the future?
Oh, I'm so looking forward to 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. I think it's just going to be iconic. And Center Stage in Atlanta is going to be amazing. House of Glory in Jamaica, technically Queens. I know there's so many people that are looking to come out to those shows particularly. So I think those three stops will be a great crowd. Obviously, it's a wrestling crowd. It's a wrestling town. So I think they understand it. They'll get it. I'm a little nervous about going on tour because we're just going to be like hitting the road. We're going to be making the towns, if you will. And so it's just kind of like we're all traveling around. We're truly on tour. And will we get enough sleep? We will find out and see.
Yeah. Now, without giving away anything too much for those who haven't seen the musical, is there a certain scene or line in the musical that particularly popped you?
Okay, well, when I was talking about Simon Miller, Alexander Swagger, in the bit where the boss comes out and is speaking to Miss Jenny about, I'm not going to give it away, Simon kind of does this thing and he like poo-poos and like pouts. We did not rehearse that. And so when he does that, like that was the first time he did that tonight, I literally was like, this is fantastic, like, because it's so his character. So that moment particularly, knowing what's supposed to happen and how he made it his own, made the entire scene.
I think sometimes it's the improvised spots that are like they're the most natural, but you're also vibing off of the crowd and reading the room, as they would say.
That's exactly right. It's all about reading the room. You know that in professional wrestling, and with musical theater and professional wrestling, like we're seeing that come to life here. I did an Instagram live today, and somebody was asking me, should we respond like a wrestling show or should we respond like a theater show? And I'm like, wrestling. We want you to cheer. We want you to boo. We want you to give us what you're thinking, what you're feeling in that moment. And I feel like we did that here tonight at the Open.
Now that you've kind of dipped your toes in a little bit of musical beyond this, are you hoping to maybe rack up some more musical theater projects?
I would love that. You know, like I've seen a few musicals, I've seen a few plays, Hamilton, Chicago, like the big ones, the list goes on. And I was actually talking to our director yesterday and he's like, was this your first experience with theater? It is. It was definitely my first experience. And so now it would be cool to kind of see myself in that role a little bit. I was a singer when I was younger and I never really pursued that. So I don't know if that's for me. I don't know if I could go on and like, look at her. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I could fire up those vocals again. You never know, but I think it could be cool. That's something I could look into for sure.
They should have given you a little bit of singing in this.
I know. When Matt Cardona called me and was like, hey, do you want to do this thing called The Last Match? I'm like, sure, let me hear about it. And he's like, well, can you sing? I'm like, it's always a weird thing. It's like, can I sing? Can I sing? I think I can sing. Maybe I'll step into that role in a different way down the road. We'll see.
Now, a little birdie told me, you know, when you shared the announcement, it was kind of creative freedom by you. I heard it was kind of all of your own doing with the creative freedom behind that. So tell us about the process of creating that announcement and all of that output.
Well, when Jeremiah, the director of The Last Match, was talking to me about signing on, being Scarlett Sublime, obviously it's a very female-empowered character. She's about female empowerment. She loves Fabulous Miss Jenny. Fabulous Miss Jenny is about being, you know, females kind of taking over the world. I was like, I love that. I own a jewelry business that's about female empowerment. It's about saying you are the headline. And so when he was like, hey, you know what? We just need you to film this like 30-second, 60-second video. I'm like, okay, well, what do you need from me? He's like, you've got all creative freedom to do it. So I've been working with my Threads show with a company down in Orlando called Brand Crumbs. I was like, guys, I need you to film this thing for me. I'm like, I'll write you a quick script. I actually use my husband's commentary, like full headset, to make it feel very real with the microphone, and worked with a bar down in Orlando. It's a really cool space. And so I was like, if I want to embody what Scarlett is going to be and what this character is, it needs to feel right. It needs to look right. And I did the full presentation and people were blown away. Mickey actually texted me and said, okay, great. So now, I have to make an announcement. How am I supposed to follow your announcement? I'm like, Mickey, you're Mickey James. Chill out. You could just go on Instagram Live and tell everybody and everybody would be just as thrilled. But I thought it was funny that she sent me a little message about that.
Funny, that's the little birdie who told me. Spoiler alert.
Right? Spoiler, of course it's Mickey, right?
You know, talking about headline, if you had to create a headline or a review, a broad, you know, little preview of The Last Match musical, What would it be?
Ooh, we'd have to give some homage to the 80s. Yes. I would probably do some big chunky chains, like some thick, like Cuban style chains, because I feel like what's old is new again, and some of the 80s style is actually coming back into play. One of the collections I did was like a kind of a journey through the decades. It was a play on like the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. And so I've got a necklace that's called Boss. So that was kind of my inspiration there a little bit, was the 80s, but I'd love to do another full collection specifically for The Last Match.
Now, since you're talking about headline, you're a connoisseur. You're wearing so many hats now, you know.
I'm exhausted. I never sleep, especially with the show. I've been like waking up in the morning, doing my thread stuff, doing headline, coming to rehearsals, finishing with the rehearsals, talking with my editor. It never stops for me. I never turn off. So yes, it's been crazy.
Final question, you know, like you said, you're exploring musical, you're obviously doing Threads by MM, you're headlined by MM, you're doing a lot of bookings, appearances. What are some other projects that you're hoping to do, or what can fans expect from you, you know, in maybe the next 6 months?
Yeah, well, I finished with this in May.
Yeah.
I actually just learned that I'm hosting Miss Florida USA.
Wow.
And I'm also judging Miss Virginia USA this year. So I was a pageant girl growing up. I had always been in pageants. I won a national pageant back in 2011. My mom was Mrs. Missouri. And so I'll be kind of diving into that world a little bit. And I love pageantry. I think it all goes hand in hand. I love to include that in my branding, if you will. So I'm hosting and I'm judging in June and July. So that's
so exciting.
Booked and busy, but I'm excited about it for sure.
One final question. Let the people know why they should check out The Last Match musical.
It's so fun, guys. Honestly, it's when I say it's the perfect blend of professional wrestling and musical theater, I think that this is something unique that professional wrestling hasn't gotten yet. I think that there's so much that's out in the market with AEW and TNA and WWE and wow, like the list goes on of like what professional wrestling is bringing to the table. And it's a great time in professional wrestling because there's so much to watch, there's so much to engulf. But I think with The Last Match, it's really different. It's unique and it's so fun for all ages, yeah. for kids to get to connect to these characters, for elderly to come in and like still understand and kind of relate to the main premise of the show. It's a love story at the end of the day, and it's a beautiful story, and it's so fun, and it's been such a great experience, and we've worked our butts off as well. So I hope that fans can come and see the show when we're on the tour, if we're in a city near you, and then if not, then maybe they'll see us on the next leg. We'll see.
There's also some really cool references to popular musicals. Won't get spoiler alert,
yes.
but it ties in with wrestling kind of beautifully. It was like Simon Miller would say, bloody brilliant,
yes,
honestly.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yes, for sure.
Mackenzie, before we let you go, let the listeners know where they can find you online.
Well, you can find me at Mackenzie N. Mitchell on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter. I'm Mackenzie N. Mitch. There's not enough characters to allow Mackenzie N. Mitchell, but if you just type in Mackenzie N. Mitchell, you'll find it there. My YouTube show is Threads with Mackenzie Mitchell on YouTube, on my account. And of course, we talked about my jewelry business, Headline by MM, as well. So it all connects on my personal social media.
And of course, follow The Last Match Musical. We'll have all of that linked below. Mackenzie, thank you so much. Live from Rochester on opening night.
Yes, thank you, girl. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.